Riding on the Air here on KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM, streaming to you live over the internet at koop.org. My name is Lee Davis. We have Jason Moline and Mr. David today in the house. It is drive time, membership drive, and all that good stuff. Some good music, good songs coming your way. Can you stand it? Yes, you can. I hope so. Be right back. Cheers. Duke Ellington. That's right. Duke Ellington right here on KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM. It is a wonderful time to be in Austin. Great weather, great times, and great people here with me. David, how are you today?
I can't complain. You know, there's a lot going on around Austin, and we're enjoying every minute of it. I'm glad to be back at Co-op. I was here earlier today. We had a great, fun drive going on. I'm just here to promote again. Guys, this is the best radio station out there, and all we want you to do is just help us to make our goal of $50,000. That's all we have to raise. And we're just asking you to call 472-56667. If you enjoy the wonderful music, the wonderful public affairs shows we bring you every day, this 99% all-volunteer-run station here. So call 472-5667 again, 472-5667 right now, and please contribute to Co-op Radio.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, you have some great opportunities to support us. Give back if you can. We have great entertainment right here on Writing on the Air, where we interview screenwriters, actors, and songwriters. And we have an outstanding songwriter here today, ladies and gentlemen. We have Mr. Jason Moline.
Hello.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Great. I'm doing well.
I'm great. I'm so thrilled you were able to come in. This is great. You've got a beautiful acoustic guitar. We're going to get to have some live music in studio today. And exciting music, I have to say. Let me just tell you, let me write my statement here. I want to tell you, this is what I wrote about Jason's music, just to put it in perspective for our people. When I listen to Jason Moline's song, the first few bars of music cause me to fall into a story, receiving mode, much as this phrase, once upon a time, might have an effect on a young child. I'm transported to the story being performed. With each lyric and stanza, I proceed down the story's path. The music has chorus. The music's chorus may occasionally repeat, but is only noticed when listening to a portion of the song. This style of songwriting is similar to listening to a children's story. You want to listen to the entire short story, and you would want him to play it to you again.
Oh, thank you. That's
You're
great.
You're welcome. And well, no, I didn't pay him, and he didn't pay me. But you'll see, if you like being transported music,
here.
That's right. That's right. But to give it perspective, Jason is a pop songwriter who shows off poetic lyrics with sophisticated varieties of style. He rocks jazz, folk, gospel, or funk, and holds it all together with his smooth tenor and honest approach. Jay is the thinking people's rock star and an antidote for a culture of disposable songs. Right on.
Thank you, Lee.
You're welcome. You got anything to play for us, Megan, to start us off?
I do. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here. I love Co-op. I'm glad to support it during the fun drive. Mm-hmm. I've been in Austin for 15 years, and I'll tell you more about why I value this and why I'm glad to be here during the fundraiser.
Super.
But let me start out with a song, and I'll tell you a little bit of story about it in a second.
Super.
This is called Un Momento Perfecto. The saxophone sings on the sound of the sea. The wheelbarrow rests on the coconut tree. A lone child spins, falling dizzy in the sand. Un momento perfecto. Love, here I am. The fisherman waves from a boat in the bay. The dad joins the kids on the beach where they play. They bury the small one to her head in the sand. Momento perfecto. As you take my hand, I can taste the sea water on my beard in the tea. When you lean to and kiss me, on your lips the salt beads. An old fellow sleeps on his arms in the sand. Un momento perfecto. Nothing so grand. We've traveled together 10 years and 8 days. Always loved each other, despite some places we've stayed. The sea's our solution, this our spot in the sand. Un momento perfecto, completely unplanned. Now the day's getting hot, everything's slowing down. But our lunch is long over, we'll stroll back to town. Un momento perfecto must come to an end. But we'll walk on together till it comes round again.
Wow. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, babe. That was a birth. That was awesome.
That was a birth. Thank you. Well, you had mentioned Sunday Morn, which mm-hmm. Which I'll play in a little while. I wrote Sunday Morn when I was 22 or 23, mm-hmm. and it was one of those songs that it was like a, you know, I was like, where did this come from? Thank goodness that I did it. You know, it's one of those. And then for years, that was really, I was in the shadow of that creation. You know, I was really trying to write a song as good as that again. And when I came to Un Momento Perfecto this past summer, my wife and I were down in Mexico, beach hopping, looking for the perfect beach. Mm-hmm. And we were down in Zihuatanejo, which if you've seen The Shawshank Redemption, that's where Tim Robbins...
Really?
Yeah, that's where he says, meet me on the beach in Mexico.
Oh, wow.
And it's paradise. And it actually, it's just that movie has spawned a nice little tourism trade for the town. And so we were looking for the right beach every day. And we found a great beach. And then the next day we kept moving on, going to different beaches. Well, when we found this beach, it was the best one. Mm-hmm. And I got the lyrics. I wrote all the lyrics out. And then I kind of had a tune. I went back to the hotel room that night and I worked up a tune, which was, it just wasn't worthy of the lyrics. The lyrics were really special to me. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of putting it into this Willie Nelson thing, and it just it didn't honor it. Mm-hmm. And so on the last day in our stay, we had 10 days down there, we went back to this beach, and I was determined I was going to sit there until the beach told me the song. And so I just kept going over these lyrics. And actually, what did it was, we were standing, this part of what made this the perfect beach, we were right outside a cool little cantina that had just great music playing. Mm. And so they had Stan Getz going, that type of thing.
What's that?
It's like West Coast jazz, real cool, a little bit of a Brazilian feel to it, a beach feel to it. And so I tried to channel that into the song and make it that slow, beachy feel.
Wow. David, I don't know about you, but I'm jealous.
No, you got a great voice.
And thank you.
I played the drums all through high school and all that. Never could play the guitar or anything like that at all. So I got to give you credit. Your voice is just fantastic. Very soothing. And it's got that beach kind of feel to it. You just want to kind of just groove into it. But good lyrics, too. So congratulations on a great
song. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And only here on Co-op Radio can you hear such great music such as this right here and at such a phenomenal time when we need your support and when the community comes together and gets to listen on these great gifts. One of our own from the Austin area who's been here 15 years has decided to come grace us with his ideas and sharing with you and with us his vacation moments. And he's doing this. He's great. I don't have to even ask him any questions. He's giving me all the perfect story. This is really interesting. He's self-interviewing. So, but what other facts do we have, Mr. David, on the membership drive?
I would love to share that we just got a wonderful pledge from Ashley Lowe. Thank you very much, Ashley. A new contributor here to Co-op, a new member that was very generous. And we want to encourage all of our listeners, guys, this is where it's at. This is where you can give back to the community. Shows like this, Excavation Nation, where we've got, you know, acoustic guitar right here in the studio, in our studio that we've rebuilt after it was our third fire. So we have been up from the ashes, guys, for over a year now. But please support this station, support Co-op Community Radio 472.
5667.
5667. 472 Co-op is just dial those numbers. It's easy. Just hit the numbers, pull up your credit card. You can also go online, coop.org. And we appreciate everything as little as $10 a month.
And you can get lots of great things. I mean, last year I got the Kift card and I was able to get reduced rates into certain movie houses in the area. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of great things this year on the.
For $80, we've got our benefits card, Adobe Theater, Cheapo's Disc. We've got Arts Rip House, all the local great organizations pulled together for this. And we reward you as just a thank you for contributing to such a great radio station. This is your favorite radio station. You're listening to us now. Please just grab your credit card, the phone 472-5667 or 472-KOOP and contribute to the best radio station in Austin.
We thank you so much. You're listening. We have Jason Moline here. Mr. David's the chaperone man from Neighborly Conversations and the Texas Politics today, right?
That is correct.
Sweet. We have a great lineup. We're going to hear for a little music, and we'll be right back in a minute. Stay tuned. Hang tight.
Dançava você na dança da.
love Marissa Monche. Yeah.
This portion of KOOP programming is supported in part by the Texas Observer, an independent news magazine writing about issues that are sometimes ignored or underrepresented in the mainstream media. The Texas Observer promotes democratic participation and open government. For more information on subscriptions, you may call 477-0746 or you may visit texasobserver.org.
Co-op would like to thank the following businesses who have joined at the gold level during our membership drive. South Austin Community Acupuncture, whose mission is to be of service to the community by offering quality alternative health care at 2041 South Lamar or acupunctureworldheadquarters.com. Thank you. Listening to Writing on the Air on KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM, streaming to you live over the internet at koop.org. In-house, I have Mr. Jason Moline on his guitar, playing great music, entertaining, and providing great music for our underwriting announcements. Thank you, Jason. Excellent. And Mr. David in the house, how are you, sir?
Ah, great. You know, I'm so proud of being at right now. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. I've been in the afternoon, I was going to a couple of different shows back and forth. I did some choreographing, but to walk into the co-op studio, our rebuilt studio right here at 38th and Heffern Airport, and see, you know, you've got a live musician here playing his guitar, singing great songs, it just shows how wonderful the station is. But for our listeners, guys, we need your support in order to keep these types of shows going. This is a 99% all volunteer run station here at co-op, and without your support, we cannot continue. Over 55% of the actual money that we receive to keep the station going is from individuals like you that give us $10, $20, $30. Whatever you can give, we appreciate it. But just call 472-5667. That's 472-KOOP. We'll make it so simple. We've got operators standing by to take your calls. We appreciate all you can give to us. Thank you for supporting Co-op. Please, 472-KOOP. Quick, pick up the phone, pick up the credit card, and support Co-op Radio.
Just remember, it's all volunteer. It's very cheap. We're the best return on your investment. $35 for a half-hour programming, $60 for one-hour programming. People, we do this stuff ourselves. It hurts to be this good. Oh, goodness. But we put these items together. We put it together. It's all volunteer. We do have two professionals, actually three professionals, but very well organized, great use of money. We appreciate your support. Only places like here can you find an artist that likes to go out in nature and find wonderful places to entertain. By the way, Jason, tell us about that. This is your new thing, right? Are going out?
Yeah. Last year, I started doing a new type of gig, which I called secret stages. Mm. You know, I said I've been in Austin for about 15 years. I've been gigging that whole time. And I really kind of got tired of doing the same old thing. And I wanted to do something special to both to show off what I do and for the audience. And so I stopped serving what I thought was sort of like, I was just doing something because I thought I was paying my dues, but it really wasn't getting me anywhere. Playing, yeah, I'm a word guy, which is why I appreciate being on this show, and I think this is a good fit for both of us. But I was tired of my words getting drowned out by the coffee machine,
right.
The beer, the bad sound system, no sound guy, whatever. And so what I did was I walk my dog through Little Stacy Park every day, and it's absolutely gorgeous. And I'm always coming up on spots that are just natural little amphitheaters, whether it's the rock wraps around and makes a very interesting acoustic thing, or under the bridge where the reverb's really good, mm-hmm. or by the creekside where there's just like a perfect little stage. And I thought, this is where people would love to hear music. This is where I can showcase what I do acoustically. So last year, I started playing gigs out by, started by the creek by my house, and having people there at sunset on wait for a perfect day. We'd all gather around and play out in nature. So
that is awesome. Do you go to places like Hamilton Pool? Like, have you tried something down there?
I haven't, but I have a long list of places. Austin is actually full of secret stages.
Really?
Yeah. I work at UT, so right along the creek that runs through UT, there's lots of nice mm-hmm. little nooks. Mm-hmm. Hamilton Pool is a great idea. I should definitely do that.
Yeah. So one summer, it was 97, I was going through Europe. I was actually in Edinburgh, and one of our friends was actually low on money, and she was a classics, she was a classics major and a voice major. And so to make some money, she took off her scarf hat, put mm-hmm. it down in the middle of the summer, and then found a real cool cove in a church and started singing phenomenal arias. You uh-huh. know, like it was, and she had she had an amazing voice to begin yeah. with. And with the right acoustics, it was heavenly. She had people running up and down and giving her money. And it was really interesting to see that. And then, but to make use of those natural pieces of architecture, if you will, those acoustic wonders, mm-hmm. it's just a great idea. Plus, let's focus on the art. Let's focus on the storyteller telling his story. You know, I don't remember having to compete with my uncle, or I don't remember them trying to compete with the coffee maker or anything else, right. or someone with crazy noise when someone mentioned Once Upon a Time. You know,
right.
There's a reason it happens at bedtime or at that sacred time of telling that story. So I commend you for taking that stand. And I know it may not be popular with a lot of people, but it's great. In so many ways.
Thank
so
you.
Many ways.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's this is where it all happens, guys. Co-op Radio, like we said, this is, if you support Co-op, we want you to simply just pick up the phone and call 472-5667 and contribute. This is something that we don't want to necessarily do with these drives. We have to do them because we are a community-driven station. So we are dependent on our listeners being able to fund our station. Again, over 55% of what goes into our operating budget is actually from our listeners. So please, 472-5667, just pick up the phone, grab your credit card. We'd love you to make a pledge for $35 or more. Just a dollar a day, $365 a year, guys. It will help us to continue this wonderful, great, the interviews that we do here every day, as well as the live music and all. So please, 472-5667.
And I want to chime in on that because as an Austinite, I pay a lot of lip service to appreciating music and buying local, appreciating mm-hmm. local. And I think that is a lot of what Austin is about. And so first of all you people out there like me flapping your gums about this stuff, put your money where your mouth is, put your heart in it, and support the stuff that really, the people who are really struggling to realize your ideals. Because mm-hmm. That's what we value here. That's why we're here.
And only with your support will we stay around. It is a necessity to have great places where you can have a neighborly conversation, where you can have this outspoken, wonderful Texas Politics Today. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And you guys were awarded a wonderful award by Austin Chronicle.
Yeah, we won the Talk Show Host of the Year this year in 2008, actually, within Texas Politics Today. I co-host that show with Dee Sexton every Friday at 2:00. And then we do a neighborly conversation with Mark Boyd, and we cover all the local neighborhood issues, all the community issues that aren't typically followed too much in the mainstream. So we're getting to the truth, covering the real deal, guys, every week. But we can only do it if you all out there have the heart and have the pocketbook to support us. We know times are tough right now, but we have had a lot of contributions today from folks that have been struggling, but they know that if what if Co-op wasn't here for them? What if the station just went away? You know, if we don't have your contributions, that can happen. So please, guys, contribute now, 472-5667.
That's what really rings true to me because, you know, I remember, I think it was about a decade ago when the FCC kind of clamped down and a lot of pirate radio dried up. Mm-hmm. And you don't miss something until it's gone. And the fact that we have this in Austin is really paramount to who we are and what we are about and what we need to support.
So very much. And I also like to compliment that next week you have a big guest, or this Friday,
We've got Kinky Friedman this Friday at 2:00 p.m. So he wants to run for governor as a Democrat, is what he told me last week. He's very seriously considering. He ran for governor, as we know, in the 2006 gubernatorial election. Got about 13% or so. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, but he's an entertaining individual. He's very serious, hard worker. So we'll have him on this coming Friday, 2 p.m. on Texas Politics Today right here. So we have those kind of guests, but we can only bring those guests in, guys, if you all support Co-op Radio. That's what it means. So we're asking you to please call. Just simply pick up the phone and dial those numbers. You know them very well by now. 472-5667.
Music you can't hear anywhere else. Local news and public affairs programming. Where else do you find an entertainer, a voyeur like me who loves to go out and find you at the coffee house? I found so many different people, and they'll have neat talent. We bring them back. We interview them. It's really neat. Only here can you get inside the moment of the author's moment, the creative moment, when the muse visits you the first day of your vacation, and when you come back on the last day dancing and prancing and pleading with her to bless you with the story, such as Jason did. Very interesting story. Jason, so we're at the bottom of the hour. Do you have something else you'd like to play, or something you'd like to talk about?
I would love to play another little, this is a kind of reggae number.
Super.
Another beach song.
Cool.
This is really a very personal song. You know, my wife is my muse, and I'd say at least 50% of my songs are inspired by her. Mm-hmm. This is the most personal one. This is really the one that I didn't, it's not a metaphor. It's not hit veiled. It's just really a devotional thing. So, this is for my beach baby.
Sweet.
With a name like Miley, how could you be anything but an island child, drinking by the water in the sun, drinking tea and reading magazines, taking naps in your bikini. Hey, mama, what's your name? You're my one. I can't see you. I can't see you. I can't see you playing on the beach. I can't see you. I can't see you. I can't see you coming up and kissing me. Yes, there's something inside me. You alone stir with your strut. I do a funny little dance, 'cause I can't contain my love. Walking hand in hand, strange city streets, taking pictures, loving who we meet, sitting in the restaurant long after we're done and everyone's gone. I can't see you. I can't see you. I can't see you sitting there with me. I can't see you. I can't see you. I can't see you looking so sweet. Your eyes told me hold me. Your map told me unfold me. Your lips practice poetry. Your stars a certain symmetry. And so you called me JB, your singing twin, your beanhead at night, singing love songs for you all day, all night, touching toes under the covers. Still remember when I saw you in the storm. Still want you every day a little more. You're my constant question, my how, my why, my when, my what. I can't see you. I can't see you. I can't see you standing next to me. I can't see you. I can't see you. I can't see you marrying me.
Doggy. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice, Jason.
Well, that song, which I'm thinking is going to be the opening song on my next album, called Folk Dub. Now, I'm kind of a folky because I sit and everything comes from me and my acoustic guitar. So I've always thought of myself as a Woody Guthrie, Dylan, folky. But folky is kind of a bad word to a lot of people. And even to me, you know, there's a lot of just sort of like, it can, there's a lot of kind of dry dullness that goes along with a lot of folk songs. And so, but for me, I'm mixing it up. I want to, the folk part, I want to mix with the dub part, which is a lot of kind of Caribbean, Brazilian, Latin influence, a lot of reggae. And the dub part is really to make it a community thing, to make it a remix. And so, you know, I'm coming to the same conclusions that as an artist as you guys have reached as a station. It's about the people. It's about the community. And I'm at a place where, you know, I'm for my job, I'm doing all this social networking stuff. I'm figuring this out from UT. But what it's taught me is that it's a two-way street. It's not just a push. You're not just selling yourself all the time. You're trying to interact with people, which is exactly what you guys are doing and which is what this pledge drive is about. It's not just pushing stuff out to everybody. It's about you interacting with us, giving us feedback. We don't just want your money. We want your ears. We want your heart. If you got some time, you can volunteer. You know, there's lots of ways you can give.
I couldn't have said any better, Jason. Just what you just went through. That, I mean, this is all about community, guys, right here at Co-op Radio. And we've got a number of different levels that you can contribute to. There's a $500 Radio Radical. I love that name. Radio Radical. It gives you two premiums. You can get t-shirts. You can get all these great things from Co-op. But it's a huge investment for us. You know, that type of investment really helps us out to bring you all these types of interviews and live music, public affairs programs, and unique music that you're not going to get anywhere else. So that's just $500 for just a dollar a day, $365 a year. You can get two premiums, our benefit card, which gives you discounts at all different local establishments around Austin, including Adobe Theater, Cheapo's Discs, Arts, Ribs House. I mean, the great places that we love so much in Austin. For $240, you become an Airwave Ace. $120 is our kind of our Supreme, one of our sustaining membership levels that we love to have. You can give $10 a month throughout the year. It's $120 a year. But those are the types of investments, guys, that we're asking for you to make right now. Just pick up the phone. If you're listening, just pick up the phone and donate at 472-5667, 472-KOOP. It's an investment into your community. You're listening to it. You love it. It's Co-op Radio. Help us, guys. We're trying to raise $50,000. We're getting there, but we need your assistance.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Right here on Co-op, we need your support. Can't do 60? How about 10? How about 5? What did you spend on coffee today? Was it really that good? Will it continue to sing to you? Will it continue to entertain you? Provide you all the news and excitement. The lounge show. All the various things. Magic ELJ. Excavation Nation. Those things and writing on the air. How much do you pay? You know, come on. You can do it. We need you. You got pocket lint? Well, not... But the change around it, that would be great. Right here on Writing on the Air, we need your support, and we would appreciate you calling in. I just noted and put down a hand. Put down the phone and is ready for another phone. Please call in. We'd love to hear your support. Right here on Writing on the Air on KOOP, Hornsby, Austin, 91.7 FM. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 6:38. We have Mr. Jason Moline in the house, Mr. David in the house from A Neighborly Conversation in Texas Politics Today. It is a fascinating day here, right here.
And a beautiful day out there.
And a gorgeous day out there. What do you feel like, guys? I was going to either play some music.
Sure.
And we'll play some. You play. What you got?
Let me play you Sunday Morning. Are you ready for it?
I want everybody to cherish this. I want everybody to cherish this. This is like one of my favorite songs, right? Can you give us a setup? Give us.
You actually set it up pretty nicely with your trip to Scotland, because this was written in Ireland, in Dublin. I got to spend a year abroad there. And they've got a street that is totally closed off to traffic that on the weekends fills up with buskers, which is their street musicians, European street musicians who are traveling around, just living off of what they get in the hat, doing their art. And so this is like a quarter mile stretch of cobbled closed off street. And on the weekends, it is so packed that you literally, by the time you're out of earshot of one performer, you're in on the stage of the next one. So it's just this wide assortment of performers from all over Europe. And I was walking to church one morning, and I walked up Grafton Street through all these people, and I got this song out of it. One Sunday morn, sun was bright and the weather was warm. The winter was over, but I needed my coat. And the streets were clear and the cars ran slow. There a clown breathed flame and ate the fire. Juggled a knife, a book, and a tire. He called all the children and gave them all toys. Sent them back to their parents for coins. And I came to the poet in a long tattered coat, who sung and chanted every word he spoke. He pointed and pounded his great walking stick. I could hardly get through, the crowd is so thick. Then I came to the one-man band, who rigged up strings to every finger on his hand. From a little dance and from a little song came a chorus of strings, drums, and gongs. And two girls sat on the side of the street on a Persian rug with cards about their feet, smallest of bills, and they'd shuffle the cards, give you the blessing of their beggar gods. And a middle-aged lady with old misfit clothes sat on a crate, no song, no show, just dirt on her face and inhuman eyes, which begged for the money that they despised. And a short man with beard and beret had a saxophone, and man, could he play. Low and slow, a hoarse sort of cry, you could see the sadness in all who passed by. And a freckled gypsy boy with spiky red hair played a penny whistle, high with despair. Two young brothers played violin, and the mother and the father passed round the tin. And when I finally came to church, I was late, and I'd spent my money for the collection plate. Tossing all my coins to the cups and the hats, so I decided to take the long way back. So I walked through empty streets with old women and men, nodding a greeting now and again. And down by the courthouse and past the cops, looking in the windows of all the closed shops. And my legs had gone weary and my mind had gone blank, so I made it home along the riverbank. Arriving again at my door, having spent Sunday morning like so many before.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Man.
Thank you. And you know, that song to me is, it's sort of a manifesto, because what it's really about is how art is my church. Mm-hmm. I was on my way to church, but I ended up putting all my money from the collection plate into the cups and the hats. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is. You know, I'm a big graveside service, Jamaican gold, mm-hmm. lounge show. That's what I listen to. I mean, Sunday morning, I get up and listen.
Right. That's our communion. That's the
exactly,
offering plate.
Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, that's what I believe in. So drop your coin in the hat right now and give us a call.
Yeah. Wow, that was really nice. I mean, it just makes me want to go out and buy your album, is what it kind of makes me want to do. I really appreciated what you just played. That was really cool.
Well,
and to have that live in our co-op studio, I just popped in here 20 minutes ago to help out with some of this show, to ask everyone to help please contribute. But when we're hearing live music like that from Jason and others here at co-op, it makes it so much easier for us to make that ask. I mean, this is the kind of stuff, guys, you get every day from us, but only if you can contribute. If you want this type of programming to continue, please think about a membership for $120 a year, $10 a month. It is a little bit of investment, but I mean, a lot of folks are doing. We had folks today giving during one of our shows where I know one of them is laid off. He's not even working.
Really?
But he goes out and he gives us a sizable investment because he wants to support this station. Because he knows if this station went away, you know, that he knows how much this is worth to him and all that. So he digs deep. But please, guys, 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Grab the phone, grab your credit card, help us out.
And I'm going to pick up on that again. Make this a two-way thing. You know, this isn't just receive, receive, receive. How many friendships do you have where you never say a word? We want to hear from you. We want to know what you think. We want your support, obviously. We want you to be a part of this. So, you know, make good.
make it good. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, right here on KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM, live over the internet at koop.org, right here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little break, hear some music, and we'll be right back in just a minute.
Support for Co-op comes from Arts Rib House, located at 2330 South Lamar. Arts offers barbecue as well as vegetarian options, catering, and live music. For more information, you may visit artzribhouse.com. That's artsribhouse.com.
Co-op would like to thank the following businesses who have joined at the platinum level during our spring membership drive. The Texas Observer, in pursuit of a vision of Texas where education, justice, and material progress are available to all for 55 years. TexasObserver.org. The Round Rock Express, celebrating 10 years. Next home game is April 10th. More information at roundrockexpress.com. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Writing on the Air on KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 FM, live in studio with Mr. Jason Moline, Mr. David from the Texas Politician.
Texas Politics Today.
Texas Politics Today.
Yeah.
Outstanding reviews from Austin Chronicle, yes, and Neighborly Conversation, and myself, Lee Davis, here in the studio on a wonderful Wednesday evening, listening to great music with good souls, good spirits, talking about a great thing, raising money for a great institution, Co-op Radio. Texas Education Broadcasting. What a grandful place. Please let us know how you feel. What do you think about listening to people? What do you think about getting inside the muse? What do you think about tapping into that, those dreams, those ideas?
Yeah, and one thing on that, this is listener-supported public radio, guys. This is where it all comes down to the almost like a grassroots coming. I mean, 99% volunteer-run station here, but the thought-provokingness that we bring, this information we brought to you today, that Lee brought you and Jason, the well-crafted, stimulating programs such as this, as well as others. But listener-supported means it's your money, guys. We cannot do this without you. That is the bottom line, and we cannot continue to support all the things we have to do here at the station: the transmitters, the programs, the computers, electricity. It's all done because you can contribute to us. That's the investment into co-op. So we're asking you to dig deep, reach out. We want to have some more calls come in before we wrap this up. We only got less than, looks like, 5 or 10 minutes left here. Mm-hmm. So please grab your phone, grab a credit card. It's simple. Just dial 472-5667 and contribute to co-op, support community radio.
That's right. Have you seen one of those snazzy looking co-op radio shirts running around town with really cool colors? I see a cool red, a black, and a royal blue shirt. That's right. What is it, for $80, you can get a shirt and yes, sir. Right here. We appreciate your support. You can have a cool shirt and know that you supported something really cool. Hey, if that didn't work, how about a Chico Eco bag with the white co-op logo? $60 or higher. We'll plant a tree in a deforested zone, $240 or higher. How about the eco-friendly iPhone cases, $60 or higher? That's right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got just a little bit of amount of time, and we need to really get inside the author's mind, what's happening in Jason Moline's. Jason, I've totally overlooked the fact that you're doing a really cool challenge at the moment. What are you doing? What's up with you as the writer, the lyricist? Are you pushing yourself to write some songs?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a big Obama fan.
Mm-hmm.
I was his campaign got me involved like I'd never been involved with politics. I went up to the inauguration. I'm from D.C.
Oh, wow.
And I've had some time to kind of think about the lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them to me, I mean, because I was a recipient of his, like 7 times a week I'd get an email from his campaign.
All right.
And one of the things that he did very well, which I noted as an artist, is you got to have deadlines. You got to make it urgent. Because there's always a chance to advance the cause. And if you're not making it urgent, then you're missing those chances. And this is a chance right now. Mm-hmm. This is not just something that you feel that you need to do. This is an opportunity for you to get involved and to, as I said, kind of show what you truly believe in. So for me, it was about, I've got a lot of unrecorded songs, and I knew that I needed to make my next album. So I just said, you know what? I can make an album in 6 months. Let's do it. It's going to take me recording. Right now, I've set myself at the beginning of March. I'm going to do one song every 2 weeks.
Wow.
For the next. Yeah. And it merely at this point, it's about production.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the songs written. As I've said, I want this to be kind of a folky reggae mashup.
Mm-hmm.
That involves my fans and my artist friends.
Cool. And so how many have you done up to this point?
Well, March 1st was the first one, so I Can See You, the song that I just played, is the one I'm working on this week.
Oh, cool.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to post a song every week.
Mm-hmm.
At jasonmoline.com.
That's right.
That's M-O-L-I-N, no E.
Mm-hmm.
Jasonmoline.com, and then put it out there for people to get their feedback,
mm-hmm.
for them to record stuff to go along with it,
mm-hmm.
Really make it a community project.
I went there last night doing some preparation, and I was noticing that there's several different songs, and actually there's a recording of you doing one of your productions outside in one of your secret stages.
Yes.
And I thought it was really cool, and I was actually thinking, is that Barton Greenbelt? Is that the Barton Trail?
Yeah.
What's actually happened there? And so I think that's really neat. And you've just finished March 1st. That was literally the name, or is that the date that it was finished?
Oh, well, that was the date in which I started this this drive.
So wow.
So okay. I've got 6 months to make this thing.
That's right. Now. And then, but I thought you already had some songs already on there that looked like they were finished.
They're not quite. They're rough recordings, is what I've got.
They're rough people. Let me tell you what. That sounded pretty snazzy. So I liked it.
I'm making them radio ready. That's what I'm doing.
Sweet, sweet. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. So neat. And what the last one that you got ready? So this March one that was out on March 1st.
Yes.
When did you get the idea for it?
That first one is I Can See You, mm-hmm. the one that I played about my wife. Molly.
Ah, okay. Well, you've had that a while then, maybe.
Yeah, but let me lead in the next song, which I think is going to be number two on the album, mm-hmm. and is about the walks that I would take my dog out into the park, and I was telling you about kind of discovering these natural amphitheaters mm-hmm. and great acoustic spaces. Well, this is a song about.
We've only got 5 minutes to do a lot of things, unfortunately. So and 2 minutes. Can we do this in 2 minutes?
I can do it quick.
You can do it quick. Well, we don't want to rush perfection. But yes, tell us about it. Take us there.
This is called Saturday Morn. It's the prelude to Sunday Morn.
Oh, sweet.
So you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. You got some buddies there, I see, the runner said to me, as me and Towns and Freeds lounged in the sun. 'Twas a gorgeous Saturday morn, cool breeze, warm sun, the day barely begun, already running around. Towns is chewing on a stick, Frieda chewing on her leg. We were all rolling on our backs in our grassy gowns. I was sitting on a stump by the stream, across from where I'd been. I could see the rut I was in and how well worn. How I sit day after day, dreaming about the places I'll play, without finding a way to get it done. And Town said, let's jump in the pool and chase things. And Frieda said, don't mind me, I'll sneak along behind. And I said, come on, move along, let's go now. And home we flied. Taking advice from the dogs is a mug's game. Taking advice from the cats is fine. Take me some good advice when you need relaxing. Stay kind to yourself in your mind. Take yourself a little time. 'Cause I know that Towns is right. A dog needs his exercise. But I feel like a catnap and following behind. 'Cause now they're dozing on the porch, and I'm strumming a few chords, trying to get my head restored to the how and why. 'Cause I know that I need a plan that details who I am, defines the discipline to win the war, to forget about my worst, put out my best and bust onto the scene like the first one to be born. And Town said, please don't be gone all the time. And Frieda said, don't mind me, I'll wander up into the night. I said, come on, I'll play, promise that I'll stay and walk you every day forevermore.
Sweetness, sweetness. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jason Moline. What a cat. What a cat. Wow, I wish we had a bigger crowd here. Phenomenal music right here on Writing on the Air on KOOP, Hornsby, Austin, 91.7 FM. Big in the membership drive. 5 seconds. What do you say, David?
Guys, last chance to contribute. Call that number. You all know it by now. It's 472-5667. Contribute to Co-op. Thank you for letting us continue all this great music, all these great public affairs shows. And please call 472-5667, contribute to Co-op Radio. Keep community radio alive.
If you'd like more information about Jason Moline, where can they find it, Jason?
JasonMoline.com. That's JasonMoline.
We thank you very much for tuning in this fine day. We hope you will turn in tomorrow. Thanks again. Please support us. We appreciate it greatly. Keep rocking. Yeah. All that good stuff. Stay tuned, and we will talk to you next week. Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another broadcast day at KOOP Hornsby Austin 91.7 FM, community radio for Austin since 1994. KOOP is licensed to the Board of Directors of the Texas Educational Community Broadcasting Corporation, doing business as Austin's co-op radio by the Federal Communications Commission. KOOP broadcasts at 91.7 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 3,000 watts and shares its frequency with KVRX, student radio from the University of Texas at Austin. KOOP is a non-commercial and educational station and depends heavily on listener contributions and business underwriting. A member of the Texas Association of Broadcasters, KOOP broadcasts 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. The viewpoints and opinions heard on Co-op do not necessarily reflect those of the Board of Directors, staff, members, or underwriters. The Co-op studio and offices are located at 3823 Airport Boulevard, Suite B, Austin, Texas. For more information about KOOP, you may call our office line at 512-472-1369. Or go to our website at koop.org. We thank you for tuning us in and turn over the frequency to KVRX. We'll begin again tomorrow with another day of great programming here at KOOP Austin 91.7 FM, your community radio station.